This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by the McKay Group, McCorkle Hardware, Two Rivers Cooperative, Motor and Auto Group, Creative Landscaping, Jim Hicks Family, and Quality Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Marion County Auto Body, Des Moines Area Community College, McCoy True Value, Sundance Realty, Scholl, Shrum, McLaughlin & Company, Inc., and the UPS Store in Indianola. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The school year for one local school begins today. What's the plan? In the fourth part of a five-part program on the school year, let's go in depth with Tony Aylesworth, superintendent of the Pleasantville School District. So, Superintendent Aylesworth, could you just lay out the basics of what your return to learn plan is?
Yeah, you bet. We're calling our plan, Dr. Bob, our Smart Start plan. It was approved by the school board back in August, early August, and as you know, a lot's actually changed since then, but the original plan really hasn't changed. We recognize that our students learn the best and that our staff is the most effective when they're here on campus. And so our target is to safely get students back here 5 days a week just as quick as we can. And we took a little bit different approach to this. We've started off with a hybrid model where there's two groups of students. We've split up all the grade levels. Basically 50% of the kids are on campus one day, and then the other 50% of kids come to campus the next day. And that's supplemented with some virtual learning opportunities on those days where kids aren't here on campus. Our plan is to run that up through September 11th and really just keep tabs on the data, the metrics, the safety and health numbers here in Marion County, and also see the trends that we're seeing specifically here to Pleasantville Schools. So our hope and our goal has never wavered, and I'm proud of our school board for that, is we want to get kids and staff working together here 5 days a week, all day, just as quickly as we can safely pull it off. So we think that by starting the year with this hybrid model and giving the staff a chance to train the kids on some of the new routines and some of the new realities of a new world of school, if you will set us up to be successful where maybe some other districts have struggled right out of the gate here.
Well, and this interview is taking place on Wednesday, and your first day of school when this airs is Thursday.
Correct. We open with students tomorrow, a very highly anticipated opening of school. There's just a buzz here in the school. We've had kids back on campus now for a couple of weeks with activities. It's been nice just to get that energy back in the building when our staff came back a couple of days ago. And I can tell you that after several months of having pretty quiet campus life here, we are excited to get back after it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Integrative Counseling Solutions, Wheeler Roofing and Wheeler Home Check, Smith's Collision Center, Warren County Health Services, Marion County Fair Association, TRM Disposal, and Details Plus Collision Center. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Winfield Funeral Home, IMU Fiber, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Knoxville Raceway, Precision Pulley and Idler, Stepping Stones, and Two Rivers Cooperative.
I continued my conversation with Tony Aylesworth, superintendent of the Pleasantville Public School District. Well, it'll be good to see the kids again.
Yeah, I expect kind of a wave and a range of emotions, if you will, tomorrow. I expect that of my own children. I know their teachers are going to be emotional. These are people that care deeply about their craft and about their profession, and I know students are anxious to get back and see their friends, and in some circumstances, we know that they haven't seen their friends for 4 or even 5 months. So we're not definitely excited, but we expect a range of emotions tomorrow as we get back after it.
Well, I hear that you've brought in some new technology that's going to be greeting everybody at the door. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we put out kind of a creative Facebook post yesterday. So the district has invested in a piece of technology, and I actually got the idea from our friends at the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and so I appreciate their support. But just a temperature taking station, and it's a highly effective hospital grade quality. We tried some different thermometers earlier in the year that were giving us some trouble, and so we feel a lot more confident in this plan. We were able to order them and procure them and get them here yesterday and got them all set up. And so the thing that I'm really happy about, Dr. Bob, is that these will take kids in a pretty rapid clip as they're coming into our school. And so we'll have a staff member there by each station, but kids will come in at a pretty good clip, and we'll be able to spread them out 6 foot apart as they come through the doors. And we know that, if somebody gets flagged at a temperature of 100.2 or higher, we're going to ask them to meet with our staff and reevaluate and just retest and see, was it maybe a fluke or are they maybe symptomatic, and then initiate our safety protocols from there. So we think this will serve our kids well. In fact, I suspect we're going to use these machines well after COVID is no longer a thing. And so, just a good practice that kids run in a high temp probably shouldn't be at school. And this is going to be something that certainly is going to help us tighten up and ratchet up our COVID response here when we open school this week.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Motor Inn Auto Group, Cadeth Network Solutions, Pella Community Schools, Laley, Twin Cedar Schools, City of Pella, and Midwest One Bank. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Manen, Seester, Meyer & Nickel, Pella Farmers Market, Des Moines Area Community College, Pella Cooperative Electric, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, and Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated.
I continued my conversation with Tony Aylesworth, superintendent of the Pleasantville Public School District. Any other precautions? The kids wearing masks? Any distancing? How's it all working?
Great question. We've got what I would call by this point in time the pretty standard buffet of safety protocols and procedures around cleaning and sanitation and distancing and so nothing that really stands out from other school districts in that perspective. The one shift just as of about 4 o'clock last night for Pleasantville is that when we set our Smart Start plan into action at the board meeting on August 11th, the Marion County metrics around COVID-19 community spread were, 4, 5, 6%. And so, as you know, there's been a surge here in Marion County, and unfortunately that trend seems to just be continuing. And so the decision was made yesterday afternoon that based on the trends we were seeing over a 2-week period, as of today, I was told Marion County is either the third or fourth highest community spread county in the state now. And so with all that being said, and our priority still being to have kids here on campus, we felt like it was the right call to require students to wear masks where the previous plan had been to encourage and make them optional. But we are pivoting on that plan, if you will, and we've communicated it out to our community and patrons that starting tomorrow that masks are required on school property during the school day.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but the state protocol is if a county is above 15% positive tests, and if a school has over a 10% absentee rate, then you can apply for a waiver to go to online instruction. Is that right?
Yeah, fairly accurate, Dr. Bob. The one thing that I think a lot of people get confused on, from my perspective, is I think that they see those plans that were shared back in late July as more than guidance, and really the reopening safely and responsibly document that the governor's office, Iowa Public Health, and Iowa Department of Ed released on July 30th are meant to be kind of a consultation set of guidelines. And so what it says is that 15 to 20%, it classifies the county as a substantial but yet controlled environment, and suggests kind of along the lines of what you were saying, that a 15 to 20% community spread ratio and 10% absenteeism rate amongst students that are on campus learning, that's kind of the trigger for the next phase. So that was sort of our response. We were already in the hybrid learning model for the first 2 weeks, and we're just going to continue to look at those suggested strategies around masks and distancing and cleaning. And the commitment I've made to our community is to adjust up or down accordingly based on what we're seeing, and that includes community COVID transmission spread, our daily average attendance rate for students, and even more qualitative things, just how are our staff doing? Are they able to stay healthy? You know, we've seen some school districts, even here in Marion County, that are having a hard time keeping staff safe. And so those are all the things that are kind of going through my mind right now as we use that guidance from the state health experts and educational experts to inform what we're doing here.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on Back to School is brought to you in part by Dutch Fix, Smith's Body Shop, To Be Constructed, Central College, Dowie Pest Control, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Community First Credit Union, Marion County Rural Water, and Van Haften Plumbing and Heating. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Skunk River Block and Pallet, Reclaiming the Joy, Culver's of Pella, Ada Lily Photography, Pella Christian Schools, Penn Central Mall, Stan's Drywall at 629-1728, and Triumph Martial Arts.
I continued my conversation with Tony Aylesworth, superintendent of the Pleasantville Public School District. There's just some classes that can't be taught online.
Yeah, definitely. There are certain courses, really preschool through 12, that present unique challenges to going online. So, for instance, with early childhood education, it's extremely difficult. And I speak on behalf of our early childhood staff, as well as I happen to be the parent of someone who would be considered early childhood. And it's just really challenging to put somebody who's an emerging reader in front of a computer screen for more than about 30 to 40 minutes at a time and expect it to be engaging. And so that presents challenges, and then you focus all the way up through the junior high and into high school. I really feel for some of our elective teachers. I think of our family consumer science program, which is just outstanding. We have a outstanding welding and ag and FFA program here in Pleasantville. Our construction program is one that's on the rise. We have an outstanding art program. All of those classes are what I would consider pretty hands-on, intensive type programs. Just moments before we got back on the phone here, Dr. Bob, I was having a conversation with our construction teacher who was, talking about the challenges of trying to teach an intro to construction course for kids that aren't physically there on campus, whether it's, how to use the tools properly and how to be safe and how to plumb and do electrical. And that stuff is just very hands-on oriented. And so there are different kind of pockets, if you will, preschool through 12th grade, that just present unique challenges to try to pull it off online gracefully.
Well, I grew up in the construction trades, and I certainly wouldn't hire a carpenter that learned it on the internet.
I would agree with you.
Any other challenges that you want to share with our listeners?
I guess I just have appreciated the community response so far. I think perhaps now more than at any other time, people are just very understanding of the difficult decisions that are having to be made. And so I just want to express my gratitude, our staff's gratitude for that. We know that parents are being put in incredibly challenging decisions for their kids and their families. And, we haven't lost sight of our task here as a school to be available and be a support mechanism for kids in this endeavor and families. And so, nothing informationally. I'm really proud of our team's response and putting information, and we just communicated the heck out of this thing. But I just want to express for your listeners just how much we appreciate the response. And I know that some people are disappointed in some of the aspects of the plans, but overall, I felt a really encouraging, uplifting sense from our community and just a very understanding approach to the challenges we're facing. So I, from the bottom of my heart, would just thank them.
And what's the morale of staff and teachers?
Yeah, I would tell you it's a little bit of a roller coaster. I think at times their excitement shines through, and I know that they just can't wait to welcome kids back here to campus tomorrow. There's also times when those emotions are a lot of anxiety. And so, again, I would tell you that it's kind of the whole wave or the whole gamut of emotions. I think at times they're overwhelmed with excitement, and I think at times the challenges of pulling this off for kids is, it can cause anxiety and stress to be at an all-time high. So really just kind of a case-by-case basis, and you might hit one staff member who's doing really well at one moment and an hour later could be at a high stress level. So we expect that to be the case for a couple of weeks until we get used to the way things will operate here. And but overall, I think our staff is in a really good place, and we're as ready as we can be to pull this thing off.
Now, over the past 4 months or so, I've said I don't know how many times, I sure am glad that I'm not in a position of responsibility where I have to make these kinds of decisions. How does that responsibility feel to you?
Yeah, I think it goes with the territory. It's certainly, the area I'm perhaps most accustomed and adept to is making school improvement decisions and school type decisions, whether it's snow days or schedules or curriculum decisions or staffing decisions. Those are all pretty typical parts of the superintendency. The part that still kind of feels like new territory for me is the health side of things. I'm not a medical expert, and so this process has definitely strengthened the partnerships between Marion County Schools, Marion County Public Health. Not that those relationships were strained in the past, but certainly I have had more talks and chats with Kim Dorn over at Public Health and her team as we prepare to try to make this work safely for kids and staff. But it's a high stress time for everybody, and everybody's working very hard. And I shared this with our staff at our kickoff earlier this week. I would obviously care about the safety and security of all of our students and all of our staff. And I think the fact that I've got my own children in this district, I do and pulling out every stop we can to make this thing safe and doable for people. And, there's been some high stress moments, and there's been some lower stress moments this summer. But overall, I think it just goes with the territory that you're taking on more responsibility and you step up to do what's right for the people we serve and kind of have that service-oriented mindset.
Thanks to Tony Aylesworth for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.